Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. This report is sponsored by Allion Herbicide from Bayer Crop Science. Cleaner, longer, Allion. Weather continues to be a concern for California farmers. Mark Van Clavern is a diversified farmer who grows almonds, watermelons, and Thompson seedless grapes in Madera. He talked about the damage in his almond acreage caused by recent storms.
We did have a significant amount of rain and wind damage in that the orchards were soggy and we lost quite a few trees, over 300 trees. So yeah, it's 291 trees in just one 40-acre block. And we had a big mess to clean up with the chainsaws.
Almond growers throughout California have reported issues caused by wet, cool, and windy conditions during almond pollination. Van Claver noted that the damage was so significant, it caused a delay in getting his spray down in the orchards.
Yeah, it was a mess. Every row had trees down in it, so I couldn't even get a spray rig through there.
Van Claver commented on their work to handle the debris left from the damaged trees.
That was a big job, and we're still waiting to burn the brush. We've got every other row plugged up yet with brush, but we were able to get some spray in every other row at pink bud and or full bloom, and so that helped us out.
More news after this.
You go the extra mile for your grapes, citrus, and tree nuts. Does your herbicide? Allion Pre-Emergence Herbicide goes the distance, delivering up to 6 months of powerful residual control of grass and broadleaf weeds, including resistant species. With Allion, you reduce the number of in-season sprays, so you can focus less on weeds and more on profitability. Cleaner, longer. Allion Herbicide from Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions.
In other news, Nick Kulik is a licensed PCA with Gartetulian Incorporated, a family-owned and operated ag chemical and fertilizer company who have been serving growers since 1949. Kulik has been serving the company since 2011, specializing in walnuts, almonds, and stone fruit. He noted how almond crops are looking in his area.
There's some talk that the pollinization didn't have enough time to take place, but that's still kind of up in the air. At least the almonds that I look at, we did have so far, it looks like a good set, so we're hopeful on that is the condition that we got a good harvest or a good set. I mean, that's kind of where it stands right now, so things are starting to look pretty good.
This is California Ag Today.